At 25, British singer Leanne LaHavas has established herself as a musical triple threat. She's a guitarist, songwriter, and a soulful vocalist. Her fans on this side of the Atlantic already include Stevie Wonder and Prince. Her new album is called Blood, and it's almost like a reintroduction.
6 years old, staring at my nose in the mirror, trying to dip my toes in the mirror, thinking, who is that girl, and does the mirror world go on forever?
LaHavas draws on her heritage for inspiration. Her father is Greek, her mother Jamaican, and it was a trip to Jamaica after her first tour that got her thinking about music in a new way.
I loved how acceptable it is everywhere and how it's okay to just listen to music really loud. You know?
It was the volume that got you.
Yeah, it's just, I was in the town center in Christiana and like a car drove by. And the whole back of the car was like a sound system. And so the window was open with a speaker pointing out.
Because of
course,
like
the whole purpose of the car is just to share the music. I don't know, it really struck me just how important it is. And it's almost like something within me switched and went, well, yeah, obviously.
There's a little bit of the influence that you're talking about in the opening of this song called Midnight.
Yes.
A long and lonely journey to my hideaway, and I know they'll try to turn me with the things that they say, but no one knows where I'll go when I walk away. So come now, hurry, hurry, I don't miss this train.
Now, for people who may not be familiar with your music or maybe the first album, it was kind of quiet. And this song actually was one that I turned up in the car.
Yes.
My speakers weren't as big, but is that the goal here?
This one was made in Jamaica. It was so loud all day, you know. And when I walked into the studio, the beat was playing. And it was thin, but with loads of body. And I was like, oh, I could probably play something to this.
Honey, if you care to join me.
And your singing is big.
Yeah.
You really let some notes rip in this.
I know.
I was surprised.
Well, so was I.
So come now, hurry, hurry, I don't miss this train.
Also, the way I felt there in a foreign country, you can be who you want to be. There is no former you. That day, I guess, was the kind of peak of that.
That must be a nice feeling to have when you're on a second album, right?
Definitely.
Especially one that was really, your first album was so well received. And this one has a different sensibility, really kind of bigger R&B grooves. And were you worried about straying from the sound that people associated you with, which was kind of a little more folk, maybe a little more acoustic guitar?
It's funny you say that. There's actually no acoustic guitar on the first album.
And is that a mistake people often made thinking about that first album, the one I just made?
Yes. But it's easy to make, I guess, because I play on my own a lot on the first album. But the actual guitar is clean electric sound. But yeah, I don't mind, by the way. I don't mind.
No, that's okay. I'm just asking because, like I said, I associate it with kind of quiet. And on this album, I was like, hey, Leanne, okay.
Like, that's the thing. I think if you isolate the guitar parts on this album with just the voice, it will still be the essence of what I think I do, which is I just love playing guitar and singing.
You mentioned that if we listen closely in this album, we can still kind of hear what we maybe originally thought of your sound. And I think the song Wonderful does that.
Did the world get a little bit colder? No wiser, just a little bit older. So slow we were bound to fall over. Oh.
I don't know if it's that kind of heartbeat-like beat underneath,
or
your voice dancing over it. Tell us how the song came to be.
Basically, I was going through a breakup, and at the same time, I was sort of starting to write also about maybe trying to get back together. And Wonderful kind of was the culmination of all of those feelings. So I thought, I'm just going to fondly remember, write a nostalgic ode to him, and so he knew that it meant something to me. So when I listen, I hear, you know, wasn't it kind of wonderful? I just remember, like, all the lovely things.
You know, you've been collecting some pretty impressive friends here in the U.S.
I guess so.
One of which is Prince.
Hello. Hello, Prince.
He must have some impact on your music as well. I mean, he's a big performer, an amazing songwriter. How has that helped you change how you even look at your career?
Well, from the beginning, I thought, you know, I really want to be around for a very long time. And make good stuff for a very long time. And he's like one of the great shining examples of that.
Right. Yes. And he's one of those people, he's one of those performers. Prince has always kind of defied whatever expectations people had around him and around black performers.
Exactly.
And I wonder, for you coming from the UK and coming to the US, what has it been like trying to navigate that, right? I mean, it's a different set of expectations.
Exactly. The first time I ever was called black was when I went to America. It was completely unusual. Like, you know, in London, it was just always the norm that all kids from everywhere all hung out. Being mixed, it wasn't a thing, basically. It's just, you are Leanne. And I feel very lucky that the album came out the way it did, you know, how it sounds, because that's all I really want to be judged on.
Heavy words, little lies, telling everything but the truth, the truth.
Well, Leanne LaHavas, thank you so much for taking time out to talk about the album and how these songs came together. We really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me. Thank you so, so much.
No sweet nothing could ever be turned into something new.
Singer Leanne LaHavas, her new album is called Blood. No.